This is Ryan.
Ryan, my man, how are you doing, sir?
Good, dude.
The Jesus Freak Cruise, you're going to be on that.
I will be, yeah.
Like, how long have you known? How did they pitch that to you? And how long did it take for you to say yes?
I said yes in about 0.4 seconds when I finally found out that I was going to be invited to the DC Talk Reunion Cruise. I've only known for a few weeks, and they kind of told everybody all at once, and so really pretty surreal for me, pretty crazy since I grew up on DC Talk and, work with Toby now, and those guys have just been huge, huge influence on my life. It's kind of a dream, I'm just sitting enjoying the ride and just taking it a day at a time. I never, ever expected any of this, I'm just, if you know me, I'm just a very simple dude from, a farming community in Southern Oregon. And, if you know me and you know where I come from, to look at what's going on now is a miracle. And I'm just taking it in stride and so thankful and so grateful for every single thing and just honored that I get to be a part of any of this,
I was listening to your album Fresh Start earlier, and just front to back, and man, it's fantastic.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much. I'm so proud of that record. Every single song, it was truly just a burst from a place of actual life experience and actual just gut-wrenching prayers. Every song is a prayer, and I wanted to say things on this project that would actually talk to people and strike a chord with their hearts and really minister to people in the midst of things that we actually deal with as people, and not really try to sugarcoat anything. And I've just seen the effects of that. I hear stories and testimonies and just pouring in every day from people who are almost awakened, if you will, through these songs, and that's really encouraging to me to see the fruit of that.
Just your most recent single, Eye of the Storm, it's a timely and very relevant topic. With the tragedies that happened over the weekend, it's tough to think about in some of these incredibly drastic situations that happen that, God can still work through it and he's still in control of it.
Do we actually trust the Lord? Do we actually trust him in the midst of catastrophe or when things look, hopeless, or when we have no way of figuring anything out? Do we really get to a point as children of the Lord, as his kids, that we just say, okay, I trust you, whatever it looks like, because I know you're good? And our biggest problem is that we believe that God has varying degrees of goodness, but that's just not the truth. He's always good, no matter what it looks like or how it feels. And that's a process to get there, but it's really the only way.
Like I said, it's definitely a timely and a very relevant, and I feel like it'll be relevant for a very, very, very long time.
I can't say enough about that song. The interesting thing about it is that I never wrote that ever with even a figment of my imagination that it would ever be a radio song. In fact, I wrote it just the opposite. I wrote it because I knew this song is never going to go and be a part of radio. So I'm going to say whatever I want. I'm going to write a hymn, because the hymns are really important to me. I grew up on the hymnals, and so that's the interesting thing about this song is I just really dipped into my experience as working as a paramedic for 8 years. And I worked on the streets and saw people at their worst, and I've been through the ringer too in my own personal life, and so that's what this song speaks about, is just situations and things that people actually have gone through and that I've gone through, and I think that's why it's just touching a chord with people, because it's speaking to just our human condition, that we're all just people, that we all struggle, that we're all broken, that we all have dirty, ugly parts of our life, and it's okay because God is not fazed or shocked by any of it. We're his kids, and he can handle it, and he I'm having the revelation that God never told us, come to me as my children, and then demand that we grow up. I believe that he wants us to stay in his lap as his kids, and in the middle of all this stuff, because he's ultimately going to work it out one way or the other, and that is the truth.
Like, what is something that you're just like, you know what, most people just don't know this about me? Something that maybe is radio friendly. No, I'm just kidding.
Probably the most interesting thing that nobody knows is I got into Christian music because of a 911 call. I saved a lady while I was at work working as a paramedic who got struck in the head by lightning. And a year in it, she was dead, but I revived her on the way to the hospital. And a year and a half later, that same woman looked me up. We got connected through a banquet type thing, and she, you know, long story short, we became good friends, and she ended up funding a recording studio time, which got me my first record deal. And so it transitioned me out of the paramedic world into full-time music. And so there's a lot of moving parts to that story, but it's really a miracle. Like, that's just a huge, huge turning point in my life, was, you know, saving a lady from a lightning strike, and she in turn was a catalyst in turning me loose into full-time music ministry. I know it sounds made up, but it's just, if I took time to actually elaborate on that, you just wouldn't believe it. But that's just my story, and it's a miracle. That's why I say, if you know me and you know where I'm from, it's just truly a miracle that I'm here and that these things are happening and that the Lord is just moving me right along and opening doors, and I'm just walking through them. His ways are just amazing.
I saw that Eye of the Storm, you guys are doing an acoustic video for that. Do you, as of right now, I mean, I know it's probably kind of early in that process. Do you know when that video will be out?
I just saw the first version of it today, and it looks really great, so I feel like it's going to come out pretty quick.
Well, that's awesome. Is there anything like attached to an EP, anything, or just it's just an acoustic video for that song?
Just an acoustic video for people to actually see Gabriel and I together actually playing the song.
Very cool. Very cool. I know we'll be looking forward to that, and we'll be sharing that on our social medias as soon as that's out. Again, Ryan, man, we are super excited to have you here in Tulsa this Thursday night, 7 p.m. It's a free show. It's supposed to be 98 degrees out. But it's going to be a great evening. I'm incredibly looking forward to it.
Me too, man. I'm so excited to see you all and just connect with your community there. It's going to be great. All right, brother.
All right. See you then, man.
Yes, sir.
Bye.